Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the August 15th, 2024 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust. This meeting is also being conducted via live teleconference for public access. Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of Information Technology, will provide information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1430. Thank you.
This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle, Deputy General Counsel of Rhode Island Housing. Members of the public can visit the Rhode Island Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. In the event the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Carol Ventura, Trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing, will preside at today's meeting. Trustees, Rhode Island Housing Commissioners, and staff, please state your name each and every time prior to speaking. Now I will return to Carol to proceed with today's agenda.
Thank you, Kelly. This is Carol Ventura. The time is 10:24. Let me conduct a roll of the trustees in attendance. Commissioner Stephan Pryor.
Here.
Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Thank you. Also recognizing Commissioner McAllister is attending and Commissioner Designee Coverall. Let's move on to action item number one. It is approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on April 18th, 2024. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any questions, discussion, or comments?
No.
Kelly, please conduct the vote.
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Trustees, if you are in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on April 18th, 2024, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you, Kelly. This is Carol Ventura. Action item number two on the agenda is approval of the turnkey affordable homeownership program. Ann Berman will make the presentation.
Good morning. This is Ann Berman. And before I start, I just want to make a shout out to Haley Kenyon, who is is the manager in our design and construction group. She gets all the credit. I'm just the messenger. She did a great job shepherding this program through the twists and turns of the strategic planning process. So thank you to Haley. So this request for action is for approval to create an affordable turnkey affordable home ownership program, which, as I said, is an outgrowth of the agency's strategic planning process with a goal to support the creation of additional affordable home ownership opportunities. We had several goals, including to create and produce a product that would provide for a more streamlined process, reach developers who may not have used Rhode Island Housing or even thought about us as a lender previously, and create more for-sale units for home buyers up to 100% of AMI. The program guidelines, which are included, are fairly similar to the Housing Investment Fund, except for the following key differences, which are really designed to expedite the process for the developer and reduce our involvement prior to completion. So essentially, the developer will be responsible for funding the acquisition, construction, and or rehabilitation of the homes without the benefit of Rhode Island Housing financing prior to completion. So this will minimize our involvement prior to and during construction. The expectation is we will disperse the turnkey financing once the developer delivers a certificate of occupancy to us and there's a deed restriction recorded restricting the income of the initial and subsequent buyers. So essentially, the turnkey program will provide a commitment of financing to a developer before they commence construction, but the actual disbursement of funds will occur upon project completion. Program, I won't go through all the program guidelines. The maximum subsidy will be $190,000 per unit for an 80% unit, $150,000 per unit for 100% AMI unit. That being said, we always encourage developers or remind them that these are maximums and they should do everything we can, obviously, to be more competitive and bring the cost in below that. Applications under the program will be accepted on a rolling basis. They'll be reviewed in the order in which they're received, and they'll be underwritten in accordance with program guidelines. As part of that, we've just updated our home ownership pro forma to make it much more user-friendly, as well as more compatible with our ProLink system so we can capture all of that data. The initial pot of turnkey funds is $1 million, and so recommending approval of the turnkey home ownership program, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ann. May I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Let me open it up. Discussion? Questions?
Ann, you already touched upon the utilization of the homeownership investment fund program as a baseline and trying to broaden the availability and usefulness of this program. Could you just say a little bit more about the ways in which those variations have occurred?
Sure, and because the differences are somewhat nuanced, we've actually are in the process of creating sort of a side-by-side comparison because our expectation is we're going to release both of these programs under the RFP process in early September, so we want to be very clear about what those differences are. I think, quite honestly, it can be boiled down to you either use our money, need our money during construction, in which case you are delivering plans, specifications, financial deliverables during construction. We're reviewing them, and the loan documents are a little bit more complicated because we're including all of the construction-related documents. So that, you know, we're basically dispersing money during construction. That's the Home Ownership Investment Fund program. Under turnkey, there's a list of deliverables at the application. If you are approved, we say, here you go. Call us when you've got your CO. You don't need to submit anything else. We're presuming that if it gets a certificate of occupancy, it meets all of the required codes of whatever municipality they're in. Give us a CO, execute a deed restriction, and you can have your subsidy. So it's designed as a light touch. It won't be applicable in every case, but we are, as part of the outreach process during the strategic planning process, we did spend some time talking to stakeholders, both traditional and non-traditional developers. We reached out to some for-profits that we know are active in the home ownership development space. Incorporated some of their feedback into this, and so I think we're cautiously optimistic that there'll be, a lot of interest in the program, and Kara has assured me that if that $1 million goes out the door as quickly as we hope it will, that there'll be some additional dollars that they'll be able to allocate to the program for additional units. The goal here is to really both reduce the amount of time it takes staff to review these and ultimately create more units in the market.
Another thing I'll mention about these two programs, both of these programs, the deed restriction period is 15 years, which is very different than what we've done in the past, and we deliberately shortened the deed restricted period so that homeowners have the opportunity to build wealth readily versus a 30-year restriction. And we still have funding for 30-year restricted properties. The bond is a prime example of that restriction, but this truly is an opportunity for folks to build wealth.
Generational. I like that.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Ann. I have a motion, and I have a second. Kelly?
Absolutely. Kelly Kenyon-LaValle, trustees, all those in favor of approving the turnkey affordable home ownership program, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Great. Anything else we need to discuss? Yeah. Great. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
This is Kelly Kenny in the Valley. Trustees, all those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.